Happy Monday, everybody. This is Matt Zivich. Welcome to another edition of Big Z College Hoop Central, the week of Thanksgiving in the United States. Only just a few days away from Turkey Day. And for those of you listening later in the week on your way traveling, make sure everybody gets there safely, and hopefully everybody's fully vaccinated so everyone can stay healthy. Otherwise, it could be a repeat of 2020, when a bunch of people pretended and conducted their usual Thanksgiving feasts, but in the end, a bunch of people sadly ended up losing their lives to this being the worst pandemic of our lifetime. After an atrocious effort by Tennessee on Saturday, Villanova ended up taking on Purdue, and it was like a Final Four atmosphere almost. But 7-4 center Zach Edey basically sliced and diced from the Villanova defense, coming back from an 11-point deficit to win 80-74 at the Hall of Fame Tip-Off Classic. Villanova, after losing in a heartbreaker in overtime to UCLA on the first Friday of the season, fell to 3-2, although Jay Wright hasn't had much of depth, thanks to the fact that one of their backup players, Jordan Laguna, is not ready to play due to an injury. They're basically in a very interesting funk. But Purdue, Matt Painter, getting it done. 5-0 on this young season. They're playing like they want to get a one seed. And so far, they're very impressive. Edey had a game-high 21 points and 6 boards. Every Boilermaker starter was in double figures. Justin Morrill led the Wildcats with 19 in a losing effort. Matter of fact, Villanova was up 54-43 with 9:52 to go after Morrill drilled a 3. But Purdue managed to tie the game, going on a 19-8 run with 4 minutes to go, but after that, closed on an 18-12 run. It was quite an interesting battle, to say the least. But there were other key games in the main parts of the country. At the Roman main event, Arizona upended Michigan 80-62, as Tommy Lloyd is up to 5-0 on the season. Tennessee bounced back at the Cheez-It Hall of Fame tip-off, upending North Carolina 89-72, as retired coach Roy Williams was in the stands with his mask on. Way to go, Coach Williams. At the Shriners Children's Charleston Classic, the Bonnies St. Bonaventure, looking like an at-large team to be reckoned with, going to 5-0, pounding Marquette 70-54 as the Golden Eagles suffer their first loss. Temple got by Ewan 75-58 as Khalif Battle at 28 to lead the effort. At the Jersey Mike Subs Classic, Weber State gave Wisconsin Green Bay their fifth straight loss, 68-58. Weber State remaining undefeated. At the Sunshine Slam in Florida, Bryant got by Holy Cross 78-62 as Peter Kiss, no, not related to the metal band and Gene Simmons. He had a career-high 35 to surpass 1,000 points for his career. At the Myrtle Beach Invitational, the Penn Quakers managed to get by Old Dominion 71-63, with Jonah Charles scoring 16 points and go along with 7 boards. Also in Charleston, Boise State, the Broncos managed to get a nice victory over Ole Miss 60-50, as Jonah Charles had 16 points to go along with 7 boards. At the Legends Classic in High Point, South Carolina, the home school lost to Georgia State 74-66 in overtime, with Justin Roberts having 25 points in that game. At the Paradise Classic, K.K. Curry, not related to Steph Curry of Davidson fame, scored a career-high 24 as UT Martin, Tennessee Martin, just squeaked by North Dakota 77-62, even though they led by a bucket 35-33 at the break. Also at the Jersey Mike Sub Classic, Jersey Mike Ball State managed to tip UMass 89-86. Tyler Cochran had 22 points on the day. Also at the Sunshine Slam, the Air Force Falcons got by Bethune-Cookman 73-65 as A.J. Walker earned MVP honors with 22. At the Jacksonville Classic, Sam Houston got by UALR, Arkansas Little Rock 77-59 with Savion Flagg, not related to Fannie Flagg fame from the old match game. You Generation XL viewers who might remember the great CBS show during the late 1970s. Savion Flagg at 17 on the day. At the Myrtle Beach Invitational in South Carolina, Utah State, one of the big teams to look out for in the Mountain West again, they barely tipped Oklahoma and Porter Moser 73-70 with Justin Beam scoring a double-double with 24 points and having 19 rebounds. Looking through some more scores here. Sorry if my computer's a little slow. The Legends Classic in High Point also had Howard University, the Bison, upending William & Mary as the Tribe, William & Mary, yet to win a game in five tries. As Steve Settle III had 19 points, along with seven rebounds and an 82-76 win, even though William & Mary led by one at halftime, 45-44. Quinn Blair was the game-high scorer with 22 points and two rebounds. The Shriners Children's Charleston Classic, Bob Huggins at his 904th career win as West Virginia toppled Clemson 66-59. Huggins moved past the recently retired Roy Williams, just mentioned about him a few minutes ago. He is now fourth on the Division I all-time wins list. He's in a 39th year of coaching. He currently trails, of course, Mike Krzyzewski of Duke, 1,170 and counting, Jim Boeheim of Syracuse fame at 982, and the recently retired Division III coach of St. Joseph's, Jim Calhoun of UConn fame, at 918 in his career. So Bob Huggins looking like he's going to go into third before this season is over. Also with the Sunshine Slam, Antoine Walker, again, not the related name from Boston Celtics fame. Walker had 15 points, and he managed to be perfect from the field as Rhode Island topped Boston College for the second time in 4 days, 71-65. The Jacksonville Classic also featured Florida State pounding the Lions of Loyola Marymount of California, 73-45, with Bryce McGowan's having a double-double, 18 points, and a career-high 11 rebounds as he led four different Seminoles in double scoring. The Paradise Jam also had Colorado State move to 5-0 in the season, handing the Creighton Blue Jays their first loss, 95-81, with David Roddy, a career-high 36 points. Now that's a monster effort. In Dunk City, not a tournament, but this is worth mentioning, Florida Gulf Coast completely hammered Eckerd College, some lower division school, 99-59, as Dakota Rivers and Zach Anderson split game high scoring honors with 15 points apiece. Also in Myrtle Beach, Davidson outscored East Carolina 42-22 in the second half to win 76-67. As Young Jung Lee had a career-high 25 points and 10 rebounds. The Sunshine Slam also had the Utah Utes move to 5-0, with Brandon Carlson having 15 points and 13 rebounds. David Jenkins Jr. hit three triples as Utah edged out Tulsa 72-58. The other matchup had Northeastern getting by the Slukies of Southern Illinois 59-47. Shaquille Waters leading the way with 20. In the Jacksonville Classic also, the Missouri Tigers eked by SMU 80-75, also in overtime, of Kobe Brown scoring 19 of his 24 points after the half, and he had a go-ahead three with 1:29 remaining on the clock that proved to be the game winner. Also in Myrtle Beach, New Mexico State, the Aggies, got past the Indiana State Sycamores 80-66, with Donnie Tillman having 23 points on the day. Finally, at the Abe Lemons Classic, California Baptist moved to 5-0, just squeezing by Northern Colorado 70-54, with Teron Armstrong leading the way with 19 points and 6 boards. Finally, the last game of the night had UNLV battling with Wichita State. And that final score had just ended a few minutes ago. Wichita State upending UNLV 74-73 as Tyson Etienne was the game's high scorer with 28 points and 4 assists. So what a crazy day it was. And a crazy weekend. But yet there's more multiple team events yet to come. A lot of great Thanksgiving holiday tournaments. And I will highlight briefly two in particular, as we'll be back in just a moment. And we are back here at Big Z College Hoops Central. There are basically a bunch of big tournaments, but I wish to highlight two in particular. For the second straight year, the Big Island of Hawaii will not be hosting their own tournament for the Maui Jim Sunglasses. Instead, that tournament will be held in Las Vegas. I will mention briefly the times in Eastern Time, and you just have to subtract 3 hours for those of you in Pacific Time, which includes Nevada and all the West Coast. Later today, Monday, 2 p.m. Eastern, it'll be Texas A&M against the Wisconsin Badgers. That'll be a very close game, but I like A&M in that one. Now, this is going to be an interesting battle. Game number two, 30 minutes or so thereafter, the Butler Bulldogs will take on Kelvin Sampson and those high-flying Houston Cougars. What a way to draw them. Those games, again, will be on ESPN2. The third game at 9 Eastern on ESPNU will feature the Oregon Ducks, Dana Altman, against normally the host team in Chaminade. Speaking of which, poor Chaminade. This is the second straight year they've had to fly from the mainland, from the island of Hawaii to the mainland, after last year spending it in very cold and rainy Asheville, North Carolina, all because of their major spread of COVID-19. After that, Tuesday will be the semifinals, as ESPN will carry the rest of the tournament on both ESPN TV and the app and ESPN Radio, so you won't miss out on any of the action. 5 o'clock and 8 o'clock Eastern will be the semifinals, the championship game on Wednesday, the 24th at 4 p.m. The other games, of course, are later in the evening if you want to check the losers' brackets, which they label as games 5, 8, and 12 for 5th and 6th place, and then game 11 for 7th and 8th place. The semifinal loser will get second, and then there will be another game on Wednesday before then for 3rd and 4th. But what's the point in talking about that? But the real tournament I'm really looking forward to the most is the Bad Boy Mowers tournament at the Paradise Island in the Bahamas, as they convert a ballroom into one of the most exciting and eclectic tournaments the world has to see. And there are going to be some titanic matchups. To me, these are probably going to be worthy first or second round games if they get the chance to the selection committee to draw them in the tournament come March. First game on ESPN will begin on Wednesday, noon Eastern time. The Michigan State Spartans, but unfortunately they're going through a rebuild, will take on Drew Valentine, the youngest coach in Division I, taking over for Porter Moser as he'll lead the loyal Chicago Ramblers down to the Bahamas. That's on ESPN. Game 2, about 30 minutes or so thereafter, will be the UConn Huskies against Bruce Pearl and the Auburn Tigers. Going further down the bracket, going on to ESPN 2 at night, or the next game really, 5 o'clock Eastern, Jim Boeheim and the Syracuse Orange brings his two sons, including Buddy, who made that big coming out party last year in the NCAA tournament. They'll take on the Rams of Virginia Commonwealth. Finally, the defending national champs, Scott Drew and Baylor, minus their three top scorers, will take on Bobby Hurley and the Arizona State Sun Devils at 6:30 Eastern Time. The semifinals will take place on Turkey Day. So just in case if the lowly Chicago Bears and the 0-9-1 Detroit Lions aren't your thing, you can check out these two semifinal games beginning at noon and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. So that second game will definitely be around the time when the Las Vegas Raiders will pay a visit to Arlington's AT&T Stadium to take on the Dallas Cowboys. The championship game will air on Painted Black Friday, as I call it. Championship game will be early, 11 a.m. Eastern Time. The loser getting second place. The loser's games, if you really want to check them out, will be at 2:30 Eastern Time, either on ESPN or ESPN2. Check your DVR listings for exact channel listings in your area. The loser of Syracuse VCU will get to play at 6:30 at night on either ESPN2 or ESPNU, and then everything else will follow later on in the week. So those are just some of the big key tournaments that will be interesting to note. And I will have some brief recaps on that come next week. But one of the key reasons here as I wrap up this special blog, came some very happy news as the most enthusiastic announcer in any sport, the Hall of Famer, Dick Vitale, otherwise known as Dickie V, is going to broadcast his first game of the season in between his chemotherapy sessions. You got to hand it to the man. We've been praying a lot these last several months, and luckily his doctors gave him the green light to go to Vegas. He'll be teaming up with Dave O'Brien on the call at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, and what a matchup he will be doing, as the top two teams in the country will battle it out. The rematch of that amazing national semifinal game. I will talk more about that when we get close to Christmas. Chet Holmgren and Drew Timmy and the rest of the Gonzaga Bulldogs continuing to bulldoze their way across the kennel and completely dismantling Texas in their recent efforts. And they'll take on Johnny Juzang, Tiger Campbell, and the rest of the UCLA Bruins minus Cody Riley. And I've noticed from certain websites, including some of the key outlets in the Los Angeles area, he is listed still as day-to-day. But that's going to be a huge loss for the Bruins without their big man in the middle. But basically, with Dickie V, of course, everybody knows about his major, you know, statements that I included in my blog at 40minutesofhoopsfun.wordpress.com as, "It's awesome, baby, with a capital A." And of course, everybody knows about the diaper dandies, you know, the outstanding freshman players. But of course, you've had some other interesting quotes through the years. I wanted to mention just a few. "The glory of sport is witnessing a well-coached team perform as a single unit, striving for a common goal, and ultimately bringing distinction to the jersey the players represent. I'm living the American dream. It's flat-out scary, baby. when anytime there's a player that sometimes and they go on a hard fall and everybody thinks the worst. But thankfully, they all come out of it and they play on. Life is simple, another quote. Make good decisions and good things happen. Make bad decisions and bad things happen. I can remember a couple of people that I dedicated my season preview blog to, and I'm sure they will agree with me 100%. Here's to you, ladies. Hope you all have a safe and happy and healthy Thanksgiving. And I just really, it's really cool just hearing the enthusiasm in his voice after his, second cancer diagnosis. It's just interesting that he continues to impress fans, although some people really don't like him that much, and I can completely understand. One brief quote that I really found interesting enough. I'll keep it short as I try to scan through my computer here. There were just many interesting quotes that goes right through on the ESPN basic types of catchphrases through the years. I have my master's degree, but I learned more at my dinner table than any class I ever took. Looking back, I remember telling my daughters that we didn't have money, pizzazz, and a lot of the things we have today, but we had so much love and we lived like millionaires. The courtside seats belong to the kids. You'd have to live in a cave not to know about the Carrier Dome. Put Syracuse on the map. And it's very true. And hopefully he'll stick around a long time and just continue to have fun. But please continue to pray for him, and hopefully he'll pull through in what he's mentioned on Twitter as the biggest fight of his life. We're pulling for you, Dickie V. Just continue to send good thoughts, and don't forget to continue tweeting, and hopefully that you'll get those messages on his Twitter and Instagram handles, because he reads every one of them, and it's just then giving him that extra push that we all need in this complex game called life. Just before I go, I wanted to share a very brief story about my all-time favorite Thanksgiving, besides seeing the major cornucopias on the original set of CBS's The NFL Today back in its glory days. When I was a sophomore in college, there was a special event simply called Ethnic Fest. Students were asked to participate. Again, it was voluntary. It was not a mandatory event. And we were to provide like a potluck type of Thanksgiving dinner for the faculty and students on the day before the holiday. I chose one of my all-time favorite side dishes, unseasoned stuffing. And I mean, everybody loved it. It was gone within 45 minutes. And bless my mom, she had to make it again for an entire family of 10 people. It's just amazing how, certain people just love certain dishes. I used to know some friends in recent times that love mashed potatoes a lot, but that's their prerogative, I respected their decision and they liked it. But also one of my other favorite side dishes is the cranberry sauce. Get those Ocean Spray berries, just put the right amount of sugar in so they won't taste like candy. And obviously you don't want to put too little sugar or else it's going to become really tart, which I made a mistake earlier in my life. I'll never do that again. But it's just really interesting on how the turkey, the Thanksgiving holiday, has always taken a life of its own through the years, especially with a couple of people always doing the dirty birds It's like in the one the Atlanta Falcons did in the NFL several years back. But I just wanted to make sure here, to all my friends in the United States, I wish you all a happy, safe, and more importantly, a healthy Thanksgiving. And I hope there will be no repeat of 2020 when a lot of people conducted their usual Thanksgiving get-togethers and a pretty good number of people ended up dying due to catching this virus, the COVID-19 with this pandemic continuing to be the worst pandemic of our lives. So continue to think about those less fortunate as well. And come December, we're hoping that the shipping supplies will not be causing other major issues. And I've known about this since June, so this is not major breaking news, ladies and gentlemen. Although there have been some easings taking place out west. So hopefully those major boats are starting to dock, and then they'll be eventually unloading them to trucks. And hopefully those big rigs will eventually making your way to your neighborhood Walmarts, Targets, and other big box supply stores. You got to really feel for the kids right now, because everybody's been saying many times in the media, get your lists ready as soon as possible in the hopes that everything will really work out well. And it will really be an interesting holiday, to say the least. So anyway, just continue to check my blog, and I will have my debut sometime later on Monday, Stock Up, Stock Down. And you can already figure who's going to be a couple of the schools in my Stock Up, with Purdue and especially Indiana. And the Hoosier State looking really great right now. In the Stock Down department, of course, led by Villanova in their very disappointing effort on Sunday after torching Tennessee, with the Volunteers only hitting one bucket, one of 18 from deep. And that's why they ended up losing that game on Saturday. So that's really all I have to say about it, about this certain podcast. And again, if you like it, remember to subscribe, rate, and review, please. Check me out again on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and a bunch of other platforms as I sign off for the time being. Please enjoy your short week, and I hope everybody and tries to enjoy also, as I said, amongst the Maui Jim tournament in Las Vegas. There will be at least a little bit of alternative programming just in case of the lowly Chicago Bears meeting the 0-9-1 Detroit Lions in Detroit at Henry Ford Field. If that game turns into a blowout, I'll know what I'll be watching that day. Thank you all again for listening. I really appreciate each and every one of you that gets to take the time to enjoy listening to my podcast and hearing what I have to say. And for that, I give thanks for that reason and keeping my voice healthy and strong. Again, special shout outs to the nurse practitioner who helped me back in the spring named Amy P. Shout out to you, Amy, for helping me make sure that my voice vocal cord was not completely broken, and all I did was suffer a brief infection of the vocal cords. Thank goodness I am very fortunate. So we'll see you all sometime next week, and I'll try to keep my podcast a little bit shorter than I did here tonight or earlier today on Monday. Thanks again. Remember to please continue to subscribe, rate, and review, and listen to my other pods at anchor.fm. and also available on the Anchor app. You can check my blogs over several years. Feel free to leave some comments, because so far I've got tons of likes, basically, from one guy. But I really need to have some good comments, please. Positive ones, preferably, at 40minutesofhoopsfun.wordpress.com. Again, that's F-O-R-T-Y, minutesofhoopsfun.wordpress.com. Thank you so much for listening. And I hope everybody in America has a great and happy, safe Thanksgiving. Bye for now.